Blog Talk Radio.
The Vanguard, Frontline United, Church in the Field. It's your boy Dito Green, Harlem, let's go. The process execution, get freedom and retribution. I feed them clip the nooses, expose CNN and his newsless. Jews is Hebrew rulers, they do too much and they jewelers. This cracker is the devil, Satan and the Yama Judas. So we about to do this, we the rhythm of the movement. Got to keep the people moving in this fight, win it or lose it. People, get your blood, this high, this where we unite on that front line. From NY to the Shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combining the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. Y'all want that black Jesus walk? Hello, my listeners. That cracker in the trunk, that's what we give to our parishioners. You still a slave to your J-O-B? You a slave, and you can't see that I'm an African. I'm a African. God is done with the rapping gift. Got Harlem on my back and lip. Rapping players can't tackle this. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. From NY to the Shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combining the south live. I be aiming for your mind. You gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. Freedom Fighter Cypher gave you hurricane relief. Spell hurricane with three K's. Always acknowledge the beast. 1-900-FREEDOM is the number to call to learn what you do for elocution. Food for thought in this war. Protecting was kissed by the sun with my guard and my gun. Every day I'm struggling not to crash before I'm done. Let's go. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. From NY to the Shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combining the south live. I be aiming for your mind. You gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line.
I got Harlem blazing on east side location. Peace to brothers getting it between Malcolm and Adam Clayton. Standing between giants, do you get it when I say it? Consciousness awakening. Aim as well, chunks of falsification. Initiative to teach our own the work we give the nation. Black power action, keep my spirit in celebration.
People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line.
From NY to the Shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combining the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind.
People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line. People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line.
Have integrity, but be free and say what you feel. Move the spirit into action at that church in the field. Congregate with the people, get the masses to build. Pray to God after prayer, we hold the church in the field. You can rest on the Sabbath, use your weekend to chill. The rest of that week is a battle we call church in the field. Let's go.
People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line.
From NY to the Shy, we gon' throw that fist high. Unite on the west side, combining the south live. I be aiming for your mind, you gon' bump it in your ride. My people, I really need you to get up off your behind.
People, get your black fist high. This where we unite on that front line.
People, get your black fist high.
This where we unite on that front line.
Point, black people are afraid of the tremendous power that the races are flexing, and it's a matter of overestimation of the power that the race of America has, and that it's an underestimation of our own strength, but a time will come when black people rise up like a mighty storm or a hurricane, sweeping all evil gentry and corrupt officials into their graves. And nothing will be able to hold this force back because it will be so swift.
Ooh.
We like the 89 earthquake, 7.0 spin a verse to make the earth shake. Natural disaster, volcanic eruption, magma reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, imbalance with shifted acts. My tectonic plates that clash and cause a massive same reaction. Shake the earth surface, Armageddon, let the Quranic verses prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split the concrete, ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition can body with something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat, banging on these Nazis. Me and Evie rock beats, other conscious rappers is like Stalin versus Trotsky. Our monsoon with 100-foot waves, we kicking asses, taking names, making the fascists say evacuate.
Wicked massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic flashing on spasm, I'm getting active. From thornstores to moratoriums, I'm going hard, slow going like I'm on the floor, y'all, oh lord. We wash everything away like tidal waves, black riders, revolutionary, suicidal, man. We march this guard, the whirlwind, we will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. Tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoons. I'm my true with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flame of hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop,
oh,
can't stop, can't stop,
can't stop,
can't stop,
can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can
when the one thing you'll be when you're free is the one thing you don't want to be, an African. And that's from our elder Professor James Small, the quote, the explanation. Africans trying to help concoct a new world where they can finally feel human without having to be African. Do so pretending that this current reality is not dominated by and wholly rooted in European imperatives. These Africans are claiming that they are even breaking away from every idea of tradition. They are claiming to have no traditions except those which they manufacture for themselves. This expresses deep schizophrenic ignorance of what tradition is. And it is laughable because no individual functions without a tradition. No groups of individuals can start a society from nothing because someone has taught them how to think and live. And in that teaching, the tradition of the instructor is thereby transferred. This should be obvious because societies are not started with newborns, and socialization, which is no more or less than life's instructions to these traditions, which can be out of the cultural way of the people, begins at first contact with physical reality. No matter how we look at it, because we know that every people follow a tradition, these confused Africans want to pretend that they do not follow the European tradition, as they certainly do. And in of themselves, every people is a tradition. No people is separable from their tradition unless they're no longer that people. Affirmation. I am an African. So that was a reading from Inyaa Sasim, A Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts by our esteemed warrior elder and teacher, Dr. Ngwali K. Bomani Baruti. Make sure y'all go to www.akabinhouse.com where you can purchase all of these books, over 23 books and countless DVDs and lectures in DVD format from our esteemed elder. They have the 28th anniversary coming up March the 2nd in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you're able to attend, please attend. If you are unable to attend, please make some sort of arrangements to make a donation to the continued war effort with the re-Africanization of our children and our children's children through African Center training grounds, or we call them homeschool co-ops. That one has been in existence for 20 years. So support the war effort and go to www.ackermanhouse.com, make your donation, make your purchase. And if you're able to attend, please make sure that you are in attendance. So without any further ado, the first guest I'm going to bring on tonight is my warrior comrade, A-Like, in regards to the proper propaganda campaign, media, you know, content creator extraordinaire, one of the coldest and boldest, most revolutionary platforms on the internet, my brother and comrade, Jay Dizzle of Black I Stand Radio is in the building. So this is the first guest you're going to hear from on this tribute to the life and legacy of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and Dr. Huey P. Newton. So without any further ado, because my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some and present to others, my brother and warrior comrade, Jay Dizzle, Netiquette, Black I Stand Radio, Black Power.
Black Power, comrade.
Black Power. What's going on with you?
Yes. Man, you know we have to do this. I know last year we did this on Black Earth Stand Radio.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I was going to do a show until I seen that you had something going there. I'm like, yo, we might as well just go ahead and do this thing on $2 Radio. Shout out to the great ancestors, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and, of course, Dr. Huey P. Newton. You know, we gotta give praise for the work that they've done. And unfortunately, at this time, brother. I think that they may be upset with our people right now. Who's that brother, that doctor that's on the end of Crack in the Trunk by United Front? Who's that doctor's name again?
Dr. Kamau Kambon.
Yeah, the serving white people off the planet.
That's right. Yeah, Dr. Kamau Kambon. Yeah.
Look, I would never say he was wrong. I would never question the good doctor on his assessment. I'm assuming that he's correct with that assessment. However, I do got to say this, and maybe I'm in my feelings, big brother, but I have to say this, though. We can do that part, but at this point, what I'm seeing is so many of our people are just waiting in line just to replace the white man as black white men. You know what I'm saying? Like the level of being on code, and that's why I'm in my feelings on this day, because I know on this day there was a birth of one revolutionary ancestor, and another one made the transition. And everything that they gave their life for, you know what I'm saying? It seems like our people are falling off code of what they gave their life for. You know what I'm saying? So at a time like this, and we got, it's so blatantly against us. We got these cracker-ass companies making us disrespecting. Like every year, one of these companies do something so disrespectful to our culture and to our ancestors and to our being. And then our people have a problem getting on code. And that's right. Just making me sick. It's making me sick. You know what I'm saying? You got a nigga that will go pull up at a Gucci spot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like, fuck what y'all niggas think about Gucci. I'm going to support my slave masters. You know what I'm saying? This is a cat that we didn't make rich. So, yeah, maybe these crackers do need to be exterminated off the planet. But we better exterminate some of these Negroes, too, because they're acting just like the slave masters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're the ones that made these cats. So
that's
maybe
right.
We need to start making these cats pay for their loyalty to our enemies over their loyalty to us.
That's right.
So there's going to have to be a day that these motherfuckers pay. And I'm not suggesting anybody go out and do any harm. You do what's in your heart if you see these cats in the person. Do what you feel is in your heart. I'm going to back you whatever it is. But I'm saying, we cannot continue to support people that go against our best interest.
That's right.
We got people like Knowledge Born, who sacrificed for the past several years to bring a good message to the people, without very much support, by the way.
That's right.
And I'm just saying, I know there's some personal things that he has went through, which I'm not going to bring it up because he didn't bring it up. But yet and still, he's been that example of being on code with integrity. And there's other brothers and sisters like that in this movement that are not getting the support, but won't run out and give $100 to Floyd Mayweather, but he's spit in our face afterwards. We want to support some of these celebrities that will continuously, they'll big up all of these European brands that don't do nothing for us, but disrespect us. But you don't see them say shit about buyblack.com. They ain't doing nothing for the community. It's 2019, man. We're too late in the game to have to be apologetic for our position. Mm-hmm. You would never see any other race of people who don't stand behind their people. Look, they gave Bill Roof $4.2 million after he murdered 9 of our people in that church in South Carolina. That's called being unapologetic.
Right.
As wrong as he was, they gave him $4.2 million. George Zimmerman was able to sell that damn weapon for a couple hundred thousand. This is the kind of support that they will show, even when their people is wrong. But then we got goofy-ass Negroes that run around and purposely go against the grain.
That's right.
And they ain't got to be accountable for that? Shit. I don't even want all y'all Negroes with me, man, to tell you the truth. I don't want all y'all Negroes. A lot of y'all Negroes are just spoiled, and it's just unfortunate, but that's something that I've had to accept at this point. I don't need all of y'all. We don't need all of y'all. But for y'all that hear this voice, for y'all that understand what time it is, it's time for us to start organizing and actually supporting each other so we can actually build a tangible reality for ourselves and for the future generations coming after us. And we can let these goofy ass niggas to fall to the wayside. I don't give a damn what happens. They can hang themselves from the Gucci belt for all I give a fuck.
That's right.
But we're playing too many damn games, man. Everybody talking about this 400-year prophecy is supposed to be, we're supposed to be free right now. So that means if you can't unapologetically stand on your square, you ain't free. Mm-hmm. I mean, after 400 years, if you still don't want to be free, I'm going to have to let you be a slave, man. But don't say shit to me. Don't say nothing about the movement. Don't speak on the moves that we're making, because you ain't in the game with us. You ain't in the struggle with us. You're on the sidelines. You don't want to hear what the fuck you have to say. God damn it, a revolution ain't going to be perfect. There's going to be people that make mistakes. There's going to be different maneuvers we have to make. There's going to be audibles we have to make when we get to the line of scrimmage, so to speak. These things happen. But damn it, if you don't understand what the objective is, that's all you need to understand, and be united. We ain't got to pray the same. We ain't got to dress the same. We ain't got to think the same. We ain't got to do none of that. We ain't got to even speak the same language. All we have to do is have the same objective, which is liberation, self-determination for the black nation. That's what unites us. And if you don't understand that at this time, and you've seen these other people operate under these same principles for the past several centuries, all white people don't pray the exact same. They don't all believe the same thing. But one thing they do is understand that for their own survival, it has to be on code. So you don't even have to have a written code. You know, I put a little post out, and this ain't no shade to anybody, but I put a little post out about how we have to be on code and how these people keep disrespecting us because they know we ain't on code. And there's people on there, to me, it was kind of fuckery. Well, what's the code? We don't know what the code is. They don't even know where. Listen, man, you know what the fucking code is. God damn it.
Right.
It's race first. That's the code. I don't have to tell you
that's
that.
Right.
You know what it is? It means spend where you spend where your people, you know, saying spending your people's businesses. That's what it means. It means look out for your neighbors and they look like you. It means, you know what I'm saying? You know what it means. Jewish people do not have to do get on code, spend with Jewish money. They don't have to even say that shit. Chinese people ain't running around saying that shit. They don't have to say that shit. They understand that. And I know y'all understand that. So quit playing games, man.
They're benefiting off the death and devastation and destruction of African people. So that's the code.
The code
is to keep us off code. So they can capitalize on us being off code. So all of those world powers that you just named, they all have an identity. They don't have an identity crisis. You see what I'm saying? So the people that we're dealing with and the work that we have to do out in the mud is to reestablish the connection and remove the amnesia, remove the disease from the body, and reconnect the body to a source that's not parasitic. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, we're looking at the results of the devastation, the destruction. You see what I'm saying? These two warriors that we are honoring tonight, that's a part of that work. That's a part of that work. That's them having an understanding of what, you know, George Lester Jackson writes on page 41 of Blood in My Eyes, said the people's war is not polite or proper. What the fuck is polite or proper about? What the fuck has been going on? You see what I'm saying? It's not.
Right.
It said it is not possible to limit the scope and range of violence to what the enemy will bear without reacting. You see what I'm saying? So when we're calling for economic sanctions, this is what they do to nations to have the upsteam and upheaval of war. You understand? They economically destabilize nations and put them in a state of interdependency upon them. You see what I'm saying? So any idea, any activity that would do violence to their control would never be permitted. So you're looking for the same monkeys that they train to not act like the monkeys that they are. They know the penalty for breaking their obligation. They owe for them to be in breach in contract. You see what I'm saying? All of these things that come along with it. You see what I'm saying? People's war is improvisation and more improvisation. So the same misdirection that's being used, why are we using these same tactics? You understand what I'm saying? So if they're looking and paying attention to these monkeys, whoever the fuck paying attention to these monkeys, that's who the fuck's supposed to be paying attention to these monkeys. You see what I'm saying? Ancestrally, we move that way. You might see somebody doing some shit over there, some song and dance. You see what I'm saying? So they could appear meek in the daytime. You see some people marching. You see some people at sit-ins. You see some people, you know, getting peacefully carted away to the jailhouses. In the nighttime, they was blowing motherfuckers' brains out. They ain't going to tell you about that. You see what I'm saying? So we have to correct the record and make the record straight. You see what I'm saying? You know, Minister Malcolm X told us about the Mau Mau. In the daytime, they was cleaning the houses. In the nighttime, right. They was chopping these motherfuckers' heads off. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're dealing with improvisation and more improvisation. So having a plan, a backwards plan, and a backwards plan, and a contingency plan on top of those plans when this shit go rock. You see what I'm saying? So this is strategic about warfare, so we have to know what's going on. And I agree with the identity. Folks have to know what it, who and what they identify with. So in the past, we sent people a certain kind of way. Now people are just going. You understand what I'm saying? You don't go where the fuck you're not ordered to go. So this is the order and structure in which we have to move. You ain't going no place unless we fucking send you. You see what I'm saying? So back to what it was saying, you know, in regards to it is organizing the masses around their realistic needs and moving them against whatever forces restrict their passage to power. So how realistic is liberation? You see what I'm saying? How realistic is it a grand unifier that we can forget all of this other ideological bullshit? Can we put all of this shit to the side to unify around liberation? We can if those folks was willing. You understand what I'm saying? So folks got to be willing to see that they in a state of oppression. You got to actualize this shit in your mind. But if your mind is fucked up and having you thinking, okay, shit, I got a Maybach. I don't give a fuck what people talking about. I could go to get this Gucci. You understand what I'm saying? These become their motivations, their goals, their aims, and intentions. So nothing in the scope or realm of something that means to have to give that up. It's something that's realistic to them. So we have to deal with realistic needs and moving them towards against whatever forces restrict their passage to power. I repeat, realistic day-to-day needs that should be the basis of organizing people and making them conscious of revolution. What the fuck are we doing this for? You understand what I'm saying? What the fuck are we doing this for? What did Dr. Khaled transition for? What did Dr. Huey Newton transition for? For us to continue on the work. They went to their graves knowing that on this other side, people will continue on the fight. You see what I'm saying? So we must continue on the fight. Now, it goes on further to say that the world, the universe must revolve, that it will stop, stagnate, die for no man's privilege. This shit continues to go with or without us. So with or without the people's, you know, compliance, or the people being in cooperation for something that we're doing to stand up for the people, we will not continue. We will not stop. We will not stagnate. We will not die, because the universe is in continuous motion. It's a perpetual cycle of motion, progression and regression. So we understand that in these revolutionary times and gaining ground for these revolutionary things going forward, that we're going to have forward progress and we're going to have points of regression.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So we're not celebrating progression. We're analyzing regression to limit the amount of time that we stay in the state of regression. You see what I'm saying? And this is progress.
Right.
This is how we continue to move forward. You see what I'm saying? So the universe must revolve, that it will stop, stagnate, or die for no man's privilege. We don't give a fuck who or what it is. No one person or one little group of people is going to stop this thing from continuing to go. Now, it goes on further to say, if we accept revolution, we accept all that it implies. You understand? So if we accept revolution, if we say we revolutionary, look what the fuck we got to look forward to. Repression, counterterrorism, days filled with work, nervous strain, prisons, and funerals. You see what I'm saying? And we embrace this. We embrace this, and this is our framework. These is our founding principles. You understand what I'm saying? Because if we were not in a state of dissatisfaction, if we were not in a state of oppression, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't exist. So the fact that we exist, our very purpose, our very heartbeat, our very, you know, foundation and motivation is centered around these goals, aims, and objectives. And when we take those in, this is what we have to look forward to, refreshing. You see what I'm saying? Repression these thoughts and ideas and feelings that are counter us. You see what I'm saying? Saying like, damn, these motherfuckers ain't never going to get it. Counterterrorism. You see what I'm saying? So learning our enemy and using our enemy's traits, habits, attitudes, and behaviors as weapons against them.
Right.
Work. It's motherfucking work out here. You see what I'm saying? There's work to be done. This is a part of a day's work. This is all in a day's work. So, you know, when folks get it, it's a good day's work. When folks don't get it, it's still a good day's work. You understand what I'm saying? Because it shows you a process. It gives you both ends of the spectrum. You got one end of the spectrum and the other end of the spectrum. Days full of work, nervous strain. This shit make you think you out of your fucking mind running around here.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Prison. You see what I'm saying? These two warrior ancestors we honor today, did they not see prison and funerals?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So all the way putting it all on the line. So now the ranks don't continue to increase. They start to decrease because these are all things that bring out the fear in men. You see what I'm saying? These are things that bring out the fears of men, these threats of all of these things that exist right here. This only on one page. This is only a paragraph and a half of what's really being laid out. And these are works that we are living out. You see what I'm saying? These are things that we are living out, and we accept these things and all that it applies because we use the term revolutionary. You see what I'm saying? We use this term of wanting to work for the people and stand for the people and be, you know, at the behest of our people in a state of service. You see what I'm saying? For the liberation and salvation of our people, which means the decimation of our enemies. We can't have it two ways. We can't be talking this shit with that people we talking about. Hey, you know, pro-black mean doesn't mean anti-white. We're not talking that talk. You understand what I'm saying? There's nothing comfortable about this. There's nothing comfortable about our ways and actions. We are in violation of the laws of the land because we exist. You see what I'm saying? So ain't nothing comfortable about that shit. Ain't nothing great about it amongst our enemies. But for those who get it, we become immortal. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't no death. And that's really when you get to that tune of that. You see what I'm saying? Really, like, you could, you know, seek to assassinate one Dr. Collin or seek to assassinate one Dr. Huey P. Newton. But what you going to do with a million? You see what I'm saying? What you going to do with a million? You see? So this is the goals and aims and objectives, you know, all over the planet. This is what we're here for. You see what I'm saying? And we're here until our last breath in this incarnation to do so. You see what I'm saying? So it's you're good to be in your feelings. You're good to be upset. You see what I'm saying? This is a part of this process that we're going through. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's there. But there's other things. There's also other things in this part. You see what I'm saying? So in your upsetness, in your regression, there's still progression happening. People still get a chance to see it. So people are still being inquisitive about how can they continue to move forward or what part do they need to play. So in your regression leads to someone else's progression. You see what I'm saying? So we continuing on to move and continuing on to progress forward. You see what I'm saying? Moving in a way that's uniform. Moving in a way that is proof of life. You see what I'm saying? Not proof of death. You know? So you good?
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, man. And look, man, I understand. Listen, first of all, I know that it's our time. I know that. And I understand that because of the media being controlled by our enemies, they're going to deliberately show us our defeat to show us their victories. They're not going to show us our victories. They're not going to show us their defeat. You know what I'm saying? So I do understand that. However, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, the regression and the repression, all this is part of the process. But we're going to remain in this process until we really understand how to support our people properly. Because at this point, I can't give a pass. You can say some of these cats aren't woke. Okay, I accept that. But how can you see our people being murdered on the television by the police in the street? How can you see our women being treated like they're being treated? How can you see our children being subject to homosexuality agenda? How can you see these corporations continue to oppress us and not at least understand that it's going to take a stand to stop this shit? Period, point blank. See, we didn't have to explain this kind of shit in the 60s maybe as much because people seen how real it was. They knew what it was. They knew that there was no illusion of conclusion. So, yeah, now today we have the illusion of conclusion because we can buy fancy shit. You know what I'm saying? We can live in a nice house and drive a nice car. And we can do all that fancy shit that makes us think that we're free. But it don't matter how far you rise up. If your people are in the gutter, then you don't have no representation. You ain't got no power behind you. You have to still go to them. But at this point in time, we should be speaking on terms of reparations, liberation. We should be unapologetic. We should not allow them to continue to put these fugazi-ass wannabe leaders, these Kamala Harris's and Cory Booker's and all these other fuck boys and fuck bitches that they put in front of us that can't even unapologetically stand on what the hell they are. They want to talk about all Americans when we're saying, what you going to do for the black nation? They want to talk in these kind of fugazi-ass terms, and they think they're going to slide in there like Obama did. Look, man, we did what we did with Obama. I understand, because just because he looked like us the first time we wanted to vote on him, just because we wanted to see that. I understand that because we ain't seen that before. So I get it. But when you see that it's not actually producing anything and it's actually counter progression, then you have to say, how many times do you have to see that shit? It's been 400 years. How many damn times do we have to see the same damn script being played before we figure it out and do what you were talking about and be able to use the with our enemy's tactics, because they're not nothing new. When's the last time that this cracker did something new, bro? When's the last time he did something new on the playbook? He's running the same damn playbook. We know his tendencies, like in football. When you know your opponent's tendencies, then you know how to bait them into doing it. That's what they want to do, and that's a pick six going the other way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we need the spooks to set behind the door. We need all that. But, damn it, if we don't see the clear objective at this point, I just cannot fuck with you. That's all I'm saying personally. I just can't. I'm not detrimental. I try to get so many people passes. Bro, you know me. I get a lot of people passes. Me and you've had conversations about certain people. And you know, you was telling me what was real, and I was like, yo, man, I was trying to get a pass. I wanted to believe. Yeah. I wanted to believe. Yeah. That's not what my foolish heart wanted to believe in some of this shit. I cannot. You know what I'm saying at this point. It is what it is, man. The future of our people, future of my babies, your babies, the future of our nation is way more important than one of these fugazi ass fuckboys pretending to be like us, or even one of these enemies that are deliberately behind us, or some of you blind ass fools who didn't want to walk that rope to get to freedom with Harriet Tubman holding that shotgun. Why did she hold that shotgun? Because she knew she might have to blow your fucking brains out if you're gonna go back and compromise the movement.
Freedom of death. Let me get to the phone lines. I see the generals in the building. Black Riders Liberation Party's own five-star General Taco, taking all capitalist hours in the building. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others the general of the coldest and the boldest formation on the planet. Jay, just stay with us. Just mute your joint. So that way you can comment, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let's bring our general on.
Black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir, he loud and clear. Good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Much respect. Knowledge born. Much respect and love goes out to everybody that's on the show listening in, especially strong black people, because there's a need for us today to clean up, wake up, and stand up. I represent the Black Riders, the new generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. My name is General Taco. And it's just an honor to be on the show to represent for Dr. Huey P. Newton, to represent for Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We must honor them and pay tribute to them, not just today, every single day of our lives, because these brothers stood up against an enemy that was superiorly armed, that was well-paid, wealthy, off the backs of our people, from the blood, the sweat, and the tears strong black people, we must look deeply into the things that they brought about to inspire us today in 2019 to resist a bloodthirsty enemy. Let's talk about Dr. Huey P. Newton, who went hard in the paint for this revolution, pushing like Dr. Khalid taught us for the absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale created the Black Panthers in 1956 in Oakland because they understood the nature of the brute beast police, the racist pigs that come down on our community like an occupying foreign troop to maim, contain, brutalize, and murder black people. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, they understood after watching the civil rights movement and the nonviolent patches by Martin Luther King and them. He understood, like Malcolm taught us, that it must be even Steven, that it must be we push hard for on self-defense. We must understand, like Khalid taught us, in dealing with civil rights, in dealing with nonviolent foolishness, fake integration. We must understand that the cracker ain't never been civil and he ain't never been right. This is what Khalid taught us. We must understand this now today to recognize what's really going on. So Huey P. Newton, he understood studying the white law and how to use it against them as a weapon. As a youngster, he was burglarizing homes. He started getting gaffled, locked up. So he started studying white law so he could beat the cases. And when he seen Malcolm X get murdered at the Audubon Ballroom, shot down by COINTELPRO, he understood that the enemy constantly wanted our people in fear through intimidation. So he wanted to break open the monopoly of violence that the enemy held over our head. See, the enemy likes to push fear and terrorism into our people in order for us to feel that we are defenseless, because it starts in the mind before you get a hold to the chopper. So Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale start patrolling the police openly with arms, shotguns, pistols, M1s, choppers and shit, to let brothers and sisters in the street know who they real racist enemy really was. They start patrolling and understood that white law, understood standing 10 to 15 feet away, openly armed. See, the enemy had put a law in place that said you cannot have bullets inside of the chamber. So Huey was smart enough to put the shotgun bullet inside of the gate. And when they jumped out, it's only then they cocked that round in the chamber. And when the pigs seen that, they were spooked. They were so used to our people being divided, confused, fighting amongst each other, because they understood white oppression and capitalism made our people fearful. And the rage and the pain that we felt from their white boots on our back, we take it out on each other through fear and cowardice. So Huey P. Newton wanted to be a beacon of hope for our people. He wanted to be an arrow to show who the real racist enemy was. And they start backing down the pigs. Pigs were spooked. They didn't know what to do, because they had been so brainwashed themselves to believe that we was just nothing but a bunch of boot-licking cowards. Now here comes this strong organization that changed my life forever. I had been caught up in L.A., banged out, burnt out, when I studied in prison. Three Lane Brown book called The Taste of Power. I learned these strong brothers and sisters who had picked up the gun against the real racist enemy, and I was shocked. And I seen how he inspired me and many others to push a line against the real racist enemy. He had taught us that the pigs represent a military arm directly from the racist U.S. government. And it was them that was totally responsible, and that we needed to gain true revolution and liberation and salvation of the black nation. It was Huey P. Newton that decided to bodyguard Betty Shabazz, because Mr. Malcolm X
still had assassins trying to kill his wife. So the Black Panthers marched up overly armed to the airport, right to the plane, and began to bodyguard Sister Betty Shabazz to the Rapport newspaper so she could give an interview. And the pigs try to roll up beat, and that's when Huey went outside with the troops. Cut that shotgun, cut off, let the pigs know what time it was, that they wasn't going to harm Betty Shabazz, and she got away clean. All the while, white journalists try to push up on Huey and get a picture of Betty Shabazz. Huey straight fired on him in front of the pigs, in front of the cameras, and let them know that's self-defense, for sure. And then the pigs try to move up like they was going to do something. And the pigs got checked that day, smashed on, and they backed up. They refused to even pull out their guns. That's how hard Huey P. Newton was. One of the coldest, boldest black revolutionaries that ever walked through the hills of North America. This should inspire us now to shake off the fear and the cowardice, to clean up and wake up and stand up for our people. Eldridge Cleaver. He wasn't even a part of the party at that time. He had just got out of prison. And he's seen how Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale and the Panthers represented for Betty Shabazz. And he wrote an article called The Courage to Kill in Self-Defense of Black People. Then he joined up. And later on, they marched on Sacramento after the Mofer Act came out trying to strip them of their guns. And they marched on Sacramento. Huey P. Newton gave an order to Bobby Seale with them choppers. Spooked the shit out of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was on the line that day when 30 Panthers with choppers marched up in there at the Sacramento State Capitol. And this coward ran off the line because he was spooked. Pigs was running, scared. And Bobby Seale delivered his mandate that it was time to shake off the civil rights movement and fake-ass nonviolence and fake integration. And it was time for true revolution. True constructive change. This is what Khalid taught us. This is what we must understand. They pushed a hard line. Therefore, COINTELPRO, J. Gallagher Hoover, the FBI tried to set Huey P. Newton up on his birthday as he was getting off probation. They tried to kill him and assassinate him, but Huey P. Newton defended himself. One pig got smoked, and another pig got shot up. Officer Frey was down. Huey got away, but they captured him later. And they tried to kill him in the hospital. And a photo was took, caught the pigs off balance. Huey was shot in the stomach 2 times by the pigs. One pig was dead, though. This was a victory for black people, a victory for black liberation. This caused all black people over the country to listen to what the Black Panthers was really about. And this kicked off the Free Huey movement, because Huey became a political prisoner. One of the first, because he stood up strong, because he understood the history of slavery. He understood, like Dr. Khalid taught us, that we was robbed. We was robbed. We were robbed of our language, robbed of our land, robbed of our drums, robbed of the very essence of our being. So in order to shake off and really regain our history, it is important that we understand and study the true history of our armed resistance and insurrection and revolution in order to inspire us today. This is how we got to look at it. Huey taught us that there was a need for community control of the police, a need for community control of the schools and every other foul racist institution that plagues our community. We have to take it over through self-determination. This is why Huey P. and Bobby came with the 10-point platform and program, which called for an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. But the number one point is we want freedom. So they understood that we needed to fight back and really push a line. He also went about setting up free breakfast for children programs that was defended by the gun, because he understood, watching Martin Luther King and them other cats, that anything we fought for, whether it was schools, health care, they always send in the pigs. So without a force designed there for armed self-defense to protect what you build in the community, the pigs are just going to huff and puff and blow that shit down. And this is why Huey was pushing the line. This is why the Free Huey move was so important, because they had captured our leader. All peppers was hot. This is why they put sky's the limit. Sky is the limit. There was over 50 shootouts, primarily because peppers was hot. They had the leader. He was facing the gas chamber, all for standing up for black people. Most of them strangers he didn't even know, but he had that communal tie. He understood I am we. And this was the basis of African spirituality and culture. And this is what we must regain today. That's all I wanted to say. Much respect and honor to Dr. Huey P. Newton, to Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. All day, every day, even on a Sunday, it's going to be death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. What that black power like, though? Black rod us, and all power to the people. That's all I wanted to say.
Alright, alright. Black power to our five-star general, General Chaka Wolverine Shakur, of the coldest and the boldest formation across this nation and across the planet, the Black Riders Liberation Party. We're going to take a two-song music break. We're going to be back here online paying tribute in honor to Dr. Huey P. Newton and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. The phone number, family, if you're listening remotely, and you're bold enough to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions, with your comments.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people and such a heavy load. Donovana, Donovana, man, we come free rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker, them be stumble. Steel pun this set, watch your pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me kinging on the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up me nice in all the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them be crumble. Man now we go so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal be trample. First enough shot from me big black rifle. Me mash it up, look at pussy boy them still humble. Black power gangster Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back cause on the land man you creeping out the dark, Philly pig gets a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with Maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, king be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black gods he come through. Me mash it up, king and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set, now man we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman dem a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a local field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black facts like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load.
I'm a five-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king, and the king be God and man. Sit my crown to the side, cause I reside in the ghetto fam, holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend, pissing out your mouth clown. Snitching to the pigs again, I'm Rungo telling my turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for bomb again. Black too big and sit too big, we feel nigga that common friend. King Tommy the black dragon from a land of Asiatics. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free. Cross this attic. Justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood. Black power gangsters. Banging on you, Pecker Woods. Mine coming out of that. Stop, drop, and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes, and socks. Your bowels lost control.
I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me, I'm gonna bring my fireman. Burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people. And such a heavy load. I'm a liquor field nigga from an underground road. With me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me, I'm gonna bring my fireman. And burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people. And such a heavy load. Liquor field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. With me, I'm gonna bring my fireman. Burning up your soul. With me fighting for me people. And such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, that's for you, bro. Where else, man? Eh? Nah, ain't nothing rude, boy. Where else, man? All right, get the wood out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum buckler. It's for you, faggot motherfucker.
My ancestors, God bless me with the strength to use my wisdom as a weapon. Listening, learning, observing, this picture perfect. Burning hot as a furnace, deserving tips to the thermostat. You heard of that? Hell nah, I ain't a know-it-all. Fuck showing off, I follow a strict protocol. Politics, philosophy, theory, ideology, liberation, theology. We fulfilling the prophecy. Revolution, my religion, nigga, fuck the system. Playing my position, nothing matters but the mission. I'm with it, I'm committed, every second, every minute. I do it for my niggas incarcerated and prison. Break your vow, chain of command. If you ain't been where we been, you probably won't understand. Battle tested, born to the flames of state profession. And this is what the black rider's pledging. Check it out, solemnly swear to keep it jig at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, watch and forget the mission. Leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Say the deadly so we never lose the way. I say, every morning trying to wake up with the sun. Makes a lot if they connected to the one. To the lie, to the city, get Oakland to make it run. We ain't talk about no drugs, propagating. We believe in it's in the rain, fun. When it's uniform, so people don't just label us as love. But don't get it twisted, niggas on the block, they show us love. Muslim, Jews, and Christians want tradition, no religion. Eva ain't committed to the building shit that we be spitting. They fold a contradiction like Contra want intervention. Cause war was an extension of why niggas filled the prison. My only sin is the skin that I'm living in. Never mind that I'm in the sin with ambitions and killing shit. They might indict us with a thought crime for rhyming. Building cases cause the music is politically defined. But sure as the sun rises in the east the next day, God willing, I wake up and get another chance to say. I solemnly swear to keep it jig at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, and try to forget the mission. Leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Say the deadly so we never lose the way. I say, grounded in principle, guided in ideology. It's party policy, but one that possesses so properly. Respect and honesty, treat the community responsibly. Propagate this capitalism while we can poverty. Discipline and diplomacy, go to war to obtain peace. International guerrillas focus on the same thing. Ain't nothing new, people fighting God for freedom by any means. We need the people's army, if we really want to change things. Lead to example, be the change you want to see. I just keep it G, never corrupt with mental police. My energy is focused and set, and so can't control me. And allows individuals based off of they approach me. To each his own path, we all believe what we believe. Lots of people got positions on what freedom really means. Niggas speak on liberation, but they got no blood to bleed. But every day I see my death as a possibility. I solemnly swear to keep it jig at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Say the deadly so we never lose the way. I say,
when your time comes to die for black and oppressed people, I am disciplined physically. Mentally tough. Trained and proficient. In the way of the warrior. I always maintain my arms. Equipment and self. I stand ready to deploy. Engage and destroy. The enemies of the party and the people. I am a black freedom fighter.
I am a black rider.
Power. 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your question or your comments. We're on live paying tribute, honor, and homage to the true revolutionary warrior and ancestors, Dr. Huey P. Newton, on his physical day today, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad on his transition day today. 929-477-1755 on live with the Black Riders Liberation Party, on live with my brother Jay Dizzle, Netiquette of Black I Stand Radio. Becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some, present to others the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, my atomic air like the Black Dragon himself, is in the building. 30 years of service to the Black nation, uncompromising and unwavering support throughout all revolutionary organizations. One of the coldest and the boldest, our teacher, our leader here on Through Knowledge Radio in the Black world all over. My brother in atomic air like Minister King Samir Shabazz is in the building. Black power.
Habibi Fahodier, liberation, death to white supremacy, war to the white man, and black motherfucking power. Peace to the God, peace to the earth, listening, peace to the comrades, the Black Riders Liberation Party, New Black Panther Party, BP Newton Gun Club, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Salute to the General, General Taco, Black Power, sir, Crystal. I know you on deck, handling your business, Black Power. Today is an honor, man. Today is an honor. God, you at it once again.
That's right.
But we here on the day of Knowledge God. The day of Knowledge God, all being born to build or destroy. So we have to look at the science that we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with someone being born and someone returning. Someone being born and someone returning. On the day of Knowledge God. Knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence.
That's right.
Nothing in this realm, nothing in this universe, nothing right in front of you is spooky. Everything is made of length, height, weight, and depth. If it ain't, it has no being in this universe. So we're dealing with reality. Everything is real, man. Everything that you're looking at is based upon knowledge, the foundation of all life. And then we have God, who is the supreme being, the black man from Asia, the original man, the foundation and the original man. So look at what's manifested from the foundation of the original man. So one was born to build something greater than himself, and the other came to destroy the very enemy on what the builder set in motion. And here we are today, New Black Panther Party, giving honor to the foundation of this wonderful organization, this wonderful military, the foundation, and then the flag bearer. I'm talking about Huey P. Newton and Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Huey being the foundation of the Black Panther Party. Khalid Muhammad being the flag bearer, carrying on Huey's legacy, carrying on Huey's ideology, but not just by himself. Let me be clear about this. Not just by himself. We're talking along with great men like Aaron Michaels, who is the founder of the new Black Panther Party. Whether you agree with him or not, he is the founder of the new Black Panther Party. So Khalid Muhammad took, along with Aaron Michaels, and ran with the party all across this nation. And here we are, the Cubs of the founders and the flag bearer. I want to bring something to our attention that sometimes, even as warriors, we may lose focus upon. These two men brought forth a very busted ideology. One believed firmly in the gun, and the other believed firmly that the white man had to be removed by any means necessary. And carried out the mission. Khalid Muhammad carried out the mission of Huey P. Newton. Yes, he did. I remember sitting in a vehicle securing Dr. Khalid, and he was building with us about how important it was for him to bring Huey back home. But unfortunately, in 1989, Huey P. Newton was found dead in the streets of California. We was asked by Doc, can you imagine if we can get Huey P. Newton to come back home? And he said this white man would be in trouble. This cracker would be in trouble. Huey P. Newton and Khalid Muhammad standing side by side. But here we are, the youth of today. Here we are, the youth of Huey P. Newton, the youth of Khalid Muhammad. Here we are, so we can make that manifest. And we have. We have. Because we recognize we have one common enemy. One rabid goddamn dog straight out of the Caucasus Mountains who's been running amok, fucking up everything he touch. And now it's to the point fucking up everything he even looks at. It just crumbles. We're dealing with a satanic people. So we have to fight a satanic battle. So we must understand who our open enemy is. These two great men understood. But one of them understood even more. See, Huey was the mind. Dr. Khalid, and I hope y'all are understanding what I'm saying. Khalid Muhammad was a go-getter. Huey P. Newton was a go-getter. See? Huey wasn't no sit behind the desk type nigga. Hell, he couldn't stand being in the office. He hated it because he wanted to be out. Khalid Muhammad hated sitting up in some building some damn way. Couldn't stand it. So there's a relevance that we're dealing with here. On the day of Knowledge God. The cycle of universal law has taken place. One man came and one man returned. Yes, two completely different time frames. But we're talking about the African spirituality of the mind. So you got to understand the spiritual part of this. So we're going to build on it through the mathematics to understand the spiritual. Again, knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. So in message to the warrior, Baba Baruti teaches us in the chapter called The Warrior's Enemies. He says, in order to survive a problem, you have to know its source. To state the obvious, our problem lies in how we see ourselves. We see ourselves as powerless, inept, unoriginal people, whether it is in fact true or not, and it is not. We act accordingly. This either negates nor denies the root cause, European aggression, systematic exploitation, and planned genocidal destruction. We would not be in this situation if it was not for white people. Let me make that very clear. we would not be talking about paying tribute to a great mind such as Huey P. Newton, paying tribute to a great mind such as Khalid Muhammad, if the white man would have just left us the fuck alone from the very goddamn beginning. Just to be clear. So, this cannot be questioned. Knowing the horror of our condition may make some of us uncomfortable, which may cause them to reject the truth of this statement. However, truth is truth, although fear of the acting drives many to love lies. Anyone who cannot see this or is in absolute denial of this fact has been wearing some seriously dense historical blinders, if you will. As such, if we are again to become the powerful, ingenious, sovereign people that we once were, we have to remove whatever shackles there are which restrain our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. But to permanently correct this, we have to know that these chains are not naturally there. We have to know that they were placed there on purpose, that we would remain oppressed, divided, and more easily exploited. So in making this choice to be free, we have to identify who is doing this to us. We have to stop living in fear and put some serious thought into correctly defining enemy. For if that enemy remains in power after the shackles are broken, there is good probability that they will succeed in reattaching those chains to the brain, this time more firmly. We are not dealing with idiots or beings who do not know exactly what they are doing. Because if we were, we would not be having this damn discussion on Do the Knowledge Radio right now. Strictly speaking, an African nationalist enemies, listen to me very carefully, the bullshit stops right here, right now. So all the intellectual faggotry you niggas is out here doing, right here, right now, with this clear, distinct statement. As an African nationalist, enemies are any person, living or dead, or even yet to be born, who in any way did, is, or will work to prevent African people from being liberated, empowered, and sovereign. I'm going to read that one more again for you. Strictly speaking, an African nationalist's enemies are any person, living or dead, or yet to be born, who in any way did, is, or will work to prevent African people from being liberated, empowered, and sovereign. It's not complicated. Anyone who thinks, says, or does anything against our people, against our objective, our goal, or who is the friend of our enemies is our motherfucking enemy. Point blank, there's no more goddamn discussion about it. There's no more masturbating about it. The white man and his damn niggers are the enemies. Period. Every white man, every white woman, every white child, every white uncle, every white rat, dog, cat, the motherfucker is our enemy. And any boot-sucking, butt-licking nigger who's still out here being cracker patriots is our goddamn enemy. Khalid Muhammad told us that time and time again, and he pointed out our enemies. But some of y'all just took it for comedy. Thought he was just up there to just fucking make you laugh and hee-hee and ha fucking ha all goddamn day. Hell no. told us who our enemies are on a consistent basis, black and white. Some would try to convince otherwise. Some would say the enemy of my enemy is my friend. But this ignores the fact that one can have multiple enemies and that these enemies can also war against each other while collectively warring against us. We gotta think about some of the shit we say sometimes. We have to be very clear and decisive on who our open enemies are. Some even see befriending enemies as the solution to our problems with them. But doing this keeps them in power over us every day. If we truly understand the concept of enemy, why would any serious African nationalist possibly want to expend energy in a wasted attempt to turn an enemy into a goddamn friend, except possibly to turn him or her into an agent against him or her own for us? It makes no difference how young or old, what sex they are, or how innocent they appear. The white man is the enemy. War is needed to bring about revolution, and we are at war. So with this, our enemies are very clear. Study revolutions throughout world history, where people kill and risk their lives for the freedom to live as they desire. But more importantly, I want y'all to read about the Haitian Revolution. Read about the irritated genie. Read about Nat Turner, Queen Yasantiwa, Queen Nzinga. Listen to Khalid Muhammad. Study his words carefully. Khalid Muhammad. Study the mind of Huey Newton. And I'm going to be very truthful with you. Do I agree with everything that comes out of Huey P. Newton's mouth? Hell no. Hell no. Why? Because I'm a man who stands on my own thought process. I'm God of me. I'm God of this universe. I don't worship Huey. I don't worship Khalid Muhammad. I worship myself, because I am the Lord and Master of self. But there's a lot I disagree with Huey. But that's natural. Does that negate the genius intellect of this man? No, it does not. I respect the mind of Huey P. Newton. I respect the man who can sit on a college campus and create a program of what we want for the black community and what we believe that we need in the black community. And nobody can tell me this man did not study the black community, because all points of this program is right on key to our survival in our communities. You cannot tell me the 10-point program is not still relevant to the black community today. If you say it, you are a goddamn fool. And you got a white bitch on your arm while you saying it. The mind of this man is still relevant in 2019. I don't think y'all understand. Our freedom and our struggle is not going to stop until we are free. That's what I'm trying to say. So when we have elders such as Huey, such as Dr. Khaled Muhammad, then we need to pay serious attention, because the combination of these two minds together is an explosive combination that this cracker don't even want to fucking dream about. But Khaled Muhammad saw this vision, and he said it himself, I gotta get to Huey. I gotta bring Huey home. We have a common enemy. So it's no coincidence that in 1989, the year Huey P. Newton was found dead in the streets of California, the new Black Panther Party was founded. The black man is God, man. See how the math just added itself right up? On this day of Knowledge God. So here we are on Do the Knowledge Radio, paying tribute to the gods, Huey P. Newton and Khaled Abdul Muhammad. Everything is real. Everything is relevant. So let me finish up with this little piece from Baba Baruti. It says, being a warrior scholar, don't believe the hype, because there are no civilians in war. There are no civilians in war. Why? Because all are involved, whether they want to be or not. To do nothing is to work against us. To say nothing is to work against us. To not support nothing is to work against us, and you become a fucking enemy. I'm so tired of you niggas. Tired of you in the way ass niggas. But you got hella critiques though. Social media critique masters. But you don't support a damn thing to the Warriors Collective. You don't support a damn thing to your own freedom and liberation. But you got something to say about every goddamn body who are doing something for your freedom and liberation. All are involved. So to sit by and just twiddle your damn thumbs and talk some shit, that makes you an enemy. I don't care how beautiful you are, sister. I don't care how big your ass is. I don't give a damn. You are a goddamn enemy. Brothers, I don't care how much weed you smoke, how gangster you think you are. None of that shit matters, man. What work are you putting in for the liberation and salvation of African people? There are no civilians in war. And we must be clear on this. In this war, there's only us and those who would kill us or assisting in killing us. That's it. There's no gray area. There's only us and those we must stop and kill by any means necessary before they kill us. Being an innocent bystander is no longer a fucking option. Silence speaks volumes against us. And inaction opens the back doors to our spaces for our open enemies. In other words, it allows the white man to come put his dick in your ass, faggot, black power.